Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
This is a viral post that's going around the internet that we found hilarious. A bride named Alex decided just weeks before her wedding to uninvite a bridesmaid, Courtney, because she could not pull off her duties as a bridesmaid, with even the request that Courtney's bridal outfit be mailed to the bride so she could give it to someone else.
Damn.
This is how it went down.
That's cold.
Alex had asked Courtney to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. Courtney agreed, even though she lived across the country and she's trying to get her master's at Dartmouth. So as the wedding was getting closer, the bride wanted the full bridal experience with the bachelorette weekend, and then 2 weeks later, the full attention for the bridal party on the day and the entire night of the wedding. Well, Courtney said she was struggling to balance school with the wedding, and she was juggling things around trying to make it work, but she told Alex that she would have to miss the bachelorette weekend and would have to fly home a few hours into the reception the day of the wedding to get back to school because the wedding is on a Sunday. Well, Alex wasn't too happy about this. She decided to replace Courtney in the wedding with an email. Our very own Gavin Wake Up Call is going to read that email to us.
As the bride?
Yes, this is exactly how it came out of her head.
Okay.
Hey, girl. I'm so glad to hear you booked flights. I'm sorry classes are taking such a long time to sort out. I have a massive favor to ask you, though. I need to ask you to relinquish your duties as bridesmaid. Just come to the wedding and have a fabulous time. When I asked you, I was hoping that you could be part of this whole thing. The bachelorette trip. At least the weekend prep and the full night of the event. On Sunday night flight means you won't even be able to be there for the whole wedding. The whirlwind nature of what your travel has become just won't work with the duties as a party member. Please, don't feel like you're letting me down. I'm asking you to do this. I love you and value your friendship so much. And I know this is incredibly awkward, but could you please mail the jumpsuit to me to give to your replacement? And if you'd like to chat on the phone, let me know. I promise, we're totally cool. All my love, Alexis.
Okay, so just clarification.
God, what a bitch.
So, totally.
The jumpsuit, like, is that like...
So does that mean instead of bridesmaids' dresses, they have bridesmaids' jump, like,
is that
rompers?
A thing now?
I haven't seen it, but
probably
I guess it
because
could be.
The bride was probably like, I want these girls to be able to use them.
Or you don't think she wanted to have her wedding be, like, super different than anybody else's?
I don't know. But she's awful.
Okay, so let's ask the question. Is this bitchy?
Yes.
Because...
Discussion over.
Okay, all right. Well, the reason I ask is that, you know, it's her wedding, right? And
right.
Listen, I know there are bridezillas. Mm. Totally understand. And it's your wedding. It's your day. And if you ask someone to be a bridesmaid and they can't be a part of it, whatever the reason, should you, as the bride, have the opportunity to ask someone to relinquish that duty and give it to someone else that wants to be a part of it? And to also add, I don't think it's that the bridesmaid doesn't want to be a part of it. It's just that she has a busy schedule. So
it sounds like she's trying to do it all.
Right.
I am somebody that usually feels like, this is your day, You don't invite anybody you don't feel like. You don't feel obligated to do things the way somebody else wants. That being said, she invited this girl, I assume, because it's her good friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to know what's going on in her good friend's life and understand that she's on the other side of the country trying to get her MBA. So that's probably going to make things a little more complicated, number one. Number two, did you say that she wanted her to be at the bachelorette
weekend? And then 2 weeks later, the wedding.
Right.
Okay, so...
So she's just pissed that she can't be there for all of that. It's like the people who say, I have a birthday week. You don't. You have a birthday. Unless your mother labored for 7 days.
No, that's like saying I have a birthday week and then being mad if somebody isn't at
every single thing.
You do.
Right. The fact that this girl already bought airfare.
Right.
Makes this... a contract.
Yes. Agreed.
Sorry, bitch. You can't get out of it now. She's your bridesmaid. She's flying across the country, so she probably paid at least $430 to be at your dumbass wedding. So at this point, she's your bridesmaid. She gets to wear her jumpsuit, and if she wants to leave before the reception is over, she's allowed to do that. She's bettering her life.
Especially because it's not like she's leaving because there's something else she'd rather be doing. It's so she can get on a flight and fly back across the country.
Right.
Not to mention, like, I know it's obviously booking, like, airfare is more expensive and everything. Sometimes the process of getting whatever the bride wants you to wear can be a struggle, especially if you have to order it online because you can't go with everybody else.
Right.
The last wedding I was in was for intern stem cell. Gavin officiated it. Luckily, we were all able to go to the same store.
Right.
And then we could try stuff on there. Da, 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 da. She probably had to buy this online. Then she had to do the shoes. Then she had to do all this stuff. And now this bitch wants her to take all that hard work and give it to somebody else.
Right.
Somebody else who wasn't even good enough to be part of the bridal party in the first place.
Somebody did text in and say this is the biggest day of her life, and if she needs to make sure it goes smoothly, she wanted her friend to be part of it, but obviously her friend has other priorities. She can be there for the wedding. She just can't be there for all of the other ridiculous stuff that goes along with it. And priorities... Do you mean getting her degree?
Right.
Then yes, like, that is a priority.
That'd be like, oh, I have to leave the, not even wedding. She's not like leaving in the middle of the ceremony. I have to leave the reception early because I have to go get my kids. The babysitter can't stay long.
Right.
And then somebody going like, well, then, ugh, I see where your priorities are.
Then never mind. Don't even come.
And give me that jumper.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.